Today, our program, our guest is Janae Erickson from Boone Community Theater. Good
Hello.
To have you back. You haven't been here for a while.
Yeah, it's been a few months.
Well, that's okay. You've had plenty of people come in and fill in for it. Man, yeah. I tell you, we even had some of the cast members come in with Michelle last time we visited mm-hmm. because Matilda going on right now and big 30 members in that cast.
Yeah, whoa. At least.
And I mean, they came from all over.
Yeah, they did. So, we got some really awesome people.
So I know that we're only halfway through that production. That's out at DMAC, right?
Yes, DMAC.
In the auditorium.
So. Yep. Very nice place to have shows.
Yep. You've got a lot of seats.
Yeah. Yep.
And you've had some pretty good turnouts for it, too.
Yeah, from what I've heard.
Well, with a lot of kids in there, it's pretty easy to fill up a place or at least get decent crowds, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yep. People like to see kids. Okay. And lots of family members and friends and all that stuff, too. So.
Okay, so we have three more, three performances left?
Yes,
so.
Three left.
Okay.
Next weekend.
Okay, coming up on, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? All evening. Yeah, Thursday the 8th, Friday the 9th, and Saturday the 10th. Okay. All evening ones, but you got ASL.
Yes, on coming. One of the nights. It's the 9th, December 9th.
Okay. So that's going to be out at DMAC again on the 9th. And yep. Otherwise, regular performances, mm-hmm. 7 o'clock each evening. I did a matinee? Did you do
that
it Saturday?
That was on Sunday. Or oh, Saturday.
Saturday.
Yep. Okay. Today's Sunday.
Yeah. So anyway, so we got those coming up. So plenty of seats available yet. Plenty yes. of tickets. Big musical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very well known. It's also very good. So, I mean.
So you did go, you saw the Friday one?
Yeah, I was there on Friday.
Okay.
And it was so good.
You have some excellent people that stepped up. And I mean, some of the new faces that we have. Well, obviously Matilda's. She just comes up here because she just likes to be on stage.
Yeah, yep.
Kind of like you when you were a lot younger.
It's true. I was in most every single show. But yeah, Ingrid, she's really good. So, yeah.
And I think that she's having a good time with this. And
it looks like it.
Who
to
knows?
Me.
You know, maybe we get some more, and she'll get a chance to come back and do some more.
Yeah, again. I'd be happy to have her back. Honestly, mm-hmm. anything.
Okay.
She's really good.
Again, a couple of other new faces that haven't really been in our cast might have been part of doing things for community theater, but haven't really been part of the leading cast, if you will.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I've been around the theater for a long time, and I haven't seen a good chunk of the people that were in there. So that's really awesome.
All right. So, Michelle and I know Susan have been kind of co-directing on it. Michelle did come and visit with us last time, and she was pretty excited about how things were coming together. So.
I think children's theater is her favorite thing in the whole world, and then musicals too. And so that's just her happy place.
Yeah. And holiday time, it fits right in, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. Yep.
So, while this is still going on, since we had such a huge cast, in the midst, our next production, which will be coming up in February.
Yep, just a few months away.
Okay, this is going to be Robin Hood and Maid Marian. We've already had auditions for that. And once again, we have a pretty sizable cast coming our way here.
Yeah, we had auditions a little bit earlier. I know Jonathan kind of wanted to beat the rush of...
Well, avoid all the holiday stuff. Imagine, yeah. Because if you wait until the production's done, then everybody's busy with holiday things, and are they going to turn out to
audition? I think usually auditions would have been this week between the two shows. But yeah, he did it a few weeks earlier. Okay. Plus, I think he was really excited.
Well, he is. Okay, so Robin Hood, Maid Marian, the one that'll be coming up in February, just so folks get a little understanding here. Jonathan Levi will be directing, but he also wrote this.
Yes. Yep, he did. All by himself, I guess. He's also the president of the theater, too. So he just got all the things going on.
So he's got everything all. Just let me do everything.
Yep.
He's done a lot of, a lot. He's been involved with theater a long time, doing a lot of different things, usually mostly behind the scenes stuff.
I think always behind the scenes.
But now kind of stepping up a little bit more.
A little bit, yeah. Yep, he's not really one to get on stage.
Mm-hmm. But he does lighting. I know he's done lighting and tech stuff
lighting
for
and sound.
Ever.
Yeah, that's his comfortable spot, I think. but he's kind of branching out now, which is great. Great.
Okay,
to see.
So he wrote this, and we're talking romantic drama.
Yes.
And I mean, we're talking a serious production.
Yes.
And so he did. He has a pretty sizable cast for it, and it looks like from auditions, did not have a problem filling that cast.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually really happy about it. It seemed like a lot of people showed up.
For folks that are wondering, Janae is on the board also.
Yes.
So. Okay, a little bit about this. Let's talk about the cast. It is a pretty sizable cast.
Yeah, yep. I think about 10, 15 people or so. Some people are double cast because it's like smaller parts. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's just a straight cast of people.
Okay. And again, straight drama, not a musical or anything.
Yes.
And Levi writes the musicals.
Yes, yeah, Gershom writes the music.
Gershom does.
But yeah, and just a lot of like really talented people too that are in the cast.
So this, do we have some new faces that are showing up in this one too? Or are we seeing a lot of regulars or some people coming back that have been away for a while?
There's no names I don't recognize. Maybe one name I don't recognize. But some people came straight from Matilda that were new in Matilda.
Yeah. So as soon as they get, they're not going to start rehearsing like right away. So.
No, I don't think they will.
Brandon Windus is going to play Robin Hood.
Yes, he's no stranger to BCT.
No, he's been there a while. Lily Joseph, it's been a while since Lily's.
Well, Lily was in Matilda.
Okay, so she's in Matilda now.
Yep, she was new to the theater for Matilda.
Okay, Tim Hunter.
Yep, he hasn't been in the show for a couple years.
Okay, I can't say it. Kasia.
Wait, I don't know. Okay. That's the one
Johnson.
Person I didn't
okay.
know.
Okay, Christopher Levi, we all know. Zach Hughes is going to play Alan Dale. Zach hasn't done a production for a little while.
He's actually also in Matilda.
Is he in Matilda?
Yep.
It's hard to say because there's like 30 of them.
Yeah, he's actually very funny in Matilda.
Okay. Jessica Stanley.
She's also in Matilda.
Okay. Darren Jackson.
Oh, he hasn't done a show since... I think Treasure Island.
Okay. So he's been, and then Embry Richardson.
Oh, I think maybe she's in Matilda.
Could be. I don't know.
Her name does sound familiar to me. So I would have been in something.
I would bring a list of folks of all the people in Matilda, but it's like three pages. there are a lot. Darren Jackson said Embry Richardson. Gary Gardner.
Yes, Gary Gardner.
Gary's been in a number of productions. Mm-hmm. He was there. It kind of took a little time off, and he's back doing more.
He hasn't been in the show for a couple of years, I don't think.
And he's kind of double cast, playing a soldier also with Gavin Seiler.
Oh, okay.
And David Michael. David, we know David's been... David's a Sir Richard of Lee.
Wow. All right.
It sounds inappropriate title for David, doesn't it? Kaylin Johnson.
Yes, Kaylin was in Little Women.
Yep, and then David and Gavin still doing a couple of other parts in there, too. So.
Yeah.
Pretty good-sized cast for this. Once again... you had a chance just to glance at the script a little bit.
I did.
What you saw, it looked pretty good?
Yeah. It looked very serious and intense. So,
okay.
I mean, I only read one scene, but it did seem pretty awesome.
Let's quickly let you folks know that we are talking for Robin Hood and Maid Marian, which will be coming up in
February.
A few months. And, I mean, we're talking... I looked at this list and I'm going, well, that's half the calendar because February's only got 20 days. Several performances, several weekends in here, and you have a Tuesday Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it looks like there's 8 performances.
Wow.
Yeah.
And most evening ones, there is on the 18th of February a matinee at 2 in the afternoon.
But, the last one.
And these are all going to be performed down at the Community Theater Office Space, or at your downtown location.
Yes, our home base.
That's 705 Story Street, folks, if you don't know.
Yes.
And I know there was some discussion, at least a little bit off the wall, when the last time I visited with Michelle, she said, I think they're talking about some sort of, because with Valentine's, you try to do something, a little extra. Sometimes we have cake and coffee or something, you know, refreshments or something.
Mm-hmm.
But are we taking a look at maybe having some sort of a dinner theater? Because that's always been a traditional dinner theater when you guys have tried to do it.
Yeah, we love doing dinner theaters. I know Jonathan was saying that he definitely wants to do some. I know on Valentine's Day he wants to do one. A couple other days, I think, too, but nothing set in stone yet. And there's obviously no menu or anything either yet. Yeah.
So a lot of planning yet to go on this. And,
oh, yeah.
And this, obviously, because you do have limited seating there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so especially for dinner theater, you have to reserve in advance.
Okay. So we'll be, once that starts to get settled out, and we'll have plenty of time to do programs and talk about that before we get there.
Yeah.
So thank you.
We'll have a couple of them.
We don't want to do. We want to make sure, though, that everybody does remember, get your tickets for Matilda, because we still have those performances coming up yet this week.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about room out at DMAC.
Oh, no.
Ample room. And,
yeah. There was 100
and comfortable seating.
115, I think, on Friday when I was there, and it wasn't even half full. Like, it's big, a big old room.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I know one thing that, because they were going to have an opportunity to get out there a little early and start to become accustomed to the facility. Again, a little different sound system, lighting, and things like that.
Yeah.
It went pretty good?
Yeah, it was awesome. Especially with little kids, it can be hard for them to project.
Mm-hmm.
And singing and dancing and everything. So having those mics like makes a world of a difference. Like, it's crazy how much better it sounds.
Okay.
With those mics.
And that's again, especially because everybody's moving and dancing. Yeah, if Michelle's doing mm-hmm. it, you're dancing too.
Yeah, of course.
Frog and Toad. Right?
Yeah, she's really
Hello,
good at that.
Toad.
She's really good at choreography, and of course, yeah, it's going to be amazing. So,
of course,
it was so cute.
Going back to the Frog and Toad, I don't know what you could do for choreography for those two. Christopher and David, they had a great time.
They did. Oh, and David was so happy to do that show.
Season so far, again, Frog and Toad, again, family-oriented. Had a lot of different people showing up for it. Had a great time putting it on.
Yeah.
Matilda, huge cast,
mm-hmm.
and now getting a chance to go out and use DMAC's facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Again, worked out really well because of the timing of their productions. And
It was like perfect.
Robin Hood, Maid Marian, an intimate setting, I think it sounds like, for this kind of a drama, probably a pretty good setup.
Yeah, I think so. I think some shows just do better in that smaller space.
Okay.
Especially with the lots of performances, we have limited seating, so having lots of options, times to go will be helpful too.
All right, yeah. Then there are plenty of choices there. We'll see who gets signed up first for the theater. So let's talk a little, and then after that, one production yet of the regular season.
For the season,
up.
Yeah. And then, we'll have, I think in February or so, we'll have a call to get new mm-hmm. shows for the next season.
Okay. So, and the board does that. And board members just, or do you have people come in and
bring up
ideas and,
yeah.
and throw out suggestions? Obviously, musicals. Costly.
Yeah, they can be. But they also can bring in a lot of money, so it's almost worth it. Plus, we just love musicals. But yes, anyone can pitch a show and, you know, mm-hmm. try to direct a show. I think we put it on Facebook every mm-hmm. year, and it goes out to like our email list and stuff too, like where people can click the link to put a show out on the roster.
What is the final production going to be? Wait Until Dark?
Wait Until Dark, yes.
Ooh, what's that like?
It's a thriller. It's a straight play, so it's not a musical. And it's a pretty small cast, not like gigantic and not tiny.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's like maybe 5 or 6, 7 people in it.
Okay, so decent cast and stuff.
Yeah.
Do
mm-hmm.
you, in right now... Plans are, don't really, haven't set location or anything, what you do.
Have audition dates.
Okay.
Which actually aren't public, so this is a first, this is a scoop.
Okay.
Right here.
Right now.
It's February 6th and 7th at 7 o'clock.
February 6th and 7th.
Yep, at 705 Story Street, that's our office building.
Mm-hmm. And will this be typical for the auditions that you do, just come in and have a reading, or because you guys kind of have a set process you go through for something, especially mm-hmm. musicals, you come in and sing and they things like that.
We haven't completely figured that out, but I'm sure it'll probably just be pretty standard. It's not a musical, so there won't be any music that you need to sing. But just come ready to wow us, right?
Okay. Do what you can to help with our thriller, huh?
That's right.
this going to be a first-time director for this one?
For me...
she is, by the way, going to be directing.
Oh, yes. It's me. yeah, I'll be directing it. My dad is actually assistant directing it.
Oh, okay.
So he's not co-directing. He's assistant, which is lower. He's like, you're doing this. Like, I want you to do this. So...
And he will make you do that.
Yes. Yeah. He's my dad. So that happens.
John Huffman.
He has directed a lot in the past. Yeah. I assistant directed for him once, but it's been probably 10 years since that. So I'm a little bit like, we'll see how it goes, but, we'll see.
But you've been in it long enough.
Yeah. I've done a lot of shows and I think he'll help me and stuff too, but. I'm excited.
You run into anything, any issues, and he's there.
Yes.
He won't tell you what. He will make you make the decision.
That's exactly how he is.
Only because I know that's how he is.
That's exactly how he is.
He'll make you make the decision, but he'll give you the options, won't he?
Yes, and he'll be helpful to me, so I'm excited.
That'll be coming up. So, and for Jonathan, who's going to be, well, who wrote and now will be directing Robin Hood of Maid Marian,
mm-hmm.
He's done some co-directing, I think, before. He's been involved with some, but I don't know if he's really, this is his first solo flight.
Yeah, I think it's definitely his first solo one. I know he's directed, I think he co-directed Treasure Island.
Yeah.
And maybe Pirates. He might have helped with Pirates.
Yeah. But he's always been doing technical things for so many of those anyway.
He's been around backstage and stuff, so I'm not worried about his ability. He'll be just fine.
So really, as far as you got cast for what's coming up, and then will we be looking at costuming? It sounds to me like that's going to be probably the big one.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a very talented costuming team. Usually it's Karen Kerr and Kelsey Janey. They're going to both be here. Kelsey's also helping a lot with other stuff, too, for the show. But, yeah, they're very talented. I'm sure they'll be just fine. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of fun with it, honestly.
Oh, well.
It being a timepiece.
Well, because you've had pretty good luck with some of the others, Pirates in particular.
Yeah.
You had great costumes were great for that. So.
Yeah.
And Matilda's not... Has not been bad either. So.
No, it's a little bit of an easier one, I think, but lots of people, so
a lot
kind of evens out a little bit.
Let's see, any other things coming up for community theater that you're looking at? I know you've been supporting a couple of other things that have been going on as
there's,
well.
There's an open mic night coming up,
okay,
on December 30th, so New Year's Eve. it's at 6 o'clock is a potluck, so I guess you can bring food if you want to come hang out. And then the show is at 7 o'clock and that's at 705 Story Street.
Okay, and that's one of those where come and sing a song.
Yeah, you can do
tell
a
story.
You can do a monologue. You can sing. You can do a comedy sketch. You know, like whatever floats your boat, as long as it's not rude or something.
Okay. But, and all ages, you could have a couple of people up there at a time. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do it solo.
No, if you want to prepare something with somebody else, that's totally fine. But yeah, it is $5 to get in, and that will get you, I think you can sign up on the night of when you go. Yeah, I think at 6 is when you can start to sign up for it.
Okay. Again, that'll be on the 30th, kind of wrap up the calendar year, but we get ready for... What's coming up then after the
little New Year's celebration thing? But
so I know that part of the thing that obviously the board, when you do get together and you talk about things, obviously we'll talk new productions that'll be coming up, and you have regular monthly meetings.
Yeah, every month.
Okay, so when you do, we have had. Change in board people, or are we making when does that happen?
I think it's
not summer? That I want people to
no
come charging in there and volunteer for the board if they don't know what's going on.
It's around the new year is when we can do that, and I'm not sure, maybe you'd be nominated. I just got thrown into it when I did, so I don't know exactly how you could get onto it, but we have had one new person this last year got added to it, but I'm not sure exactly how that works.
Anyway, It happens.
I think it's in the spring sometime.
So we'll have the new board. Well, Brandon was the president, and and Jonathan is now.
So. Yeah, his term was up this last year, so Jonathan is now.
So we're getting some new younger people actually coming
around.
In. Yeah, I mean, for a long time we had, it was kind of the same people were in charge or on the board.
They just took turns.
We're having a transition that's going on.
And I actually think that Jonathan's our youngest member of the board. Yeah.
Wow.
I think so. I know he's younger than me, so.
Okay.
But I don't think anyone's younger than him. So.
All right. Matilda the Musical is the production that's still going on out at DMAC in the auditorium out there. And again, we have performances coming up on Thursday the 8th and also on Friday the 9th and on Saturday the 10th. All of them 7 o'clock in the evening. And we do have ASL interpreter that will be there for the Friday performance. That's the 9th.
Yeah, on the 9th. I was going to say, I think that's on Friday.
Okay. Autumn? Is it going to be Autumn?
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe Autumn. Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Because Autumn's usually the one who does that stuff
for
us.
She helps. She's done a lot of makeup and stuff.
Yeah, too, Autumn's amazing. She's very talented in lots of different areas.
So we'll see. Anyway, those are now tickets. People can still get tickets. Probably the easiest way, if you have access going online, just go boonecommunitytheater.org.
Yes. Yep. You can go straight onto the season page, and then you can just click the link and buy tickets.
And right there, you can get your tickets. We have ample room for seating at DMAC. I mean, you get 130 people in there. That's a pretty sizable group, but that theater can hold a few more.
It's got lots of seating. So.
And
lots of
good sound, good acoustics, and comfortable seats, too.
Yes.
By the way.
So yeah, they're very
throw
nice.
That in there. The cost, $15 for adults. That's for those 11 and up, and $10 for 10 and under, and group discounts for those.
Want to take a
10
whole
or more
group of people.
If you want to bring a crowd.
Yeah.
Come and see the neighbor kids.
Yes.
Sing and dance.
Yeah.
It's a fun time.
Yep.
I think that's mostly it. Again, go online. If they have any, if they don't go online or can't do that, number to call, because they can usually call and reserve, or they can just get them at the door, can't they?
I don't think you can call to reserve tickets, but yeah, you can go to the door. I don't think that, I mean, most people do that, so that'd probably be fine.
You'll be able to get tickets right out there at DMAC. Again, 7 o'clock in the evening on Thursday, December 8th, 9th, and 10th. 7 o'clock each evening. Mm-hmm. ALS interpreter at the performance on the 9th.
Yep.
And that will wrap up a huge cast.
Yeah. It'll be kind of bittersweet because it's just such a good show and such a fun cast.
They've been having the whole thing, all through rehearsals and everything. And
Yeah. They have so much fun.
Ingrid wouldn't let her folks watch her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's pretty particular. next up, then, Robin Hood Made Marian, again, written and being directed by Jonathan Levi, and that will be in February. A lot of performances coming up for that. What'd you say, 8?
Yeah.
Looked like 8?
I just counted them because I didn't even know.
So 8 of them, and again, that's going to be in February. They will have some dinner theater, and as we get closer, we get to our January January program, probably have more detailed information.
Yeah, and
about
Jonathan
that.
Will probably be here on those ones. Okay. So yeah.
Look but forward to hearing more.
February 3rd through 18th. Not every day, but that's the range of how long it is.
It's going to be that's a lot of performances.
Yeah.
Anyway, we do have the cast for that, folks. And once again, they'll start rehearsals here. It won't be very long. And then coming up in February, auditions for Wait Until Dark.
Wait Until Dark. Cue scary music.
All
suspenseful.
Right. There we go. Directed by Janae Erickson.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. She's pretty cool.
Thanks for being here, Janae.
Of course.
again, talking about Boone Community Theater on KWBG.